Hello, and welcome to the Oakham Canal Green Corridor audio walk that we're going to go on together. My name's Emma, and I'm going to be your guide over the next 2 hours or so. You should be opposite the main entrance to All Saints Church, with its fine old clock that has those three figures below it, who seem as though they're waiting for a bus in their own little bus stops. I thought this was a good place to start because there's a loo you can use before we set off. There aren't any more on the way, and if you find yourself seeking solace in the bushes, you may have to deal with the attentions of a grass snake or a very angry swan, neither of which I recommend. It's a circular walk, about 5 miles in all, much of which is alongside the water. It's mainly on even ground. There's nothing too challenging, although there are paths that may get a little muddy at times. So if you've got your best dancing shoes on, you may want to come again another day. The audio guide is made up of 20 tracks, and when you hear this sound, that means the track you are listening to has finished. I'll have told you where to walk before then, and at what point to start the next track. As a rule of thumb, I'd suggest that you shouldn't start walking when you start a track until I tell you to. I know, it sounds rather bossy, but as long as we work together, we should be all right. I'm sure you know what this walk is about, which is why you're listening to me now. The Oakham Canal. It's something I've walked along a great deal over the last 30 years, and last year I thought I'd start to find out more about it and talk to people who know things about how it was built and the people involved, how it changed the town, and how people have used it over the years, and what's happening to it now, at least the bit that we can walk along. I have been told that I've got a vivid imagination, which I've put to use. So it's not just me you're going to hear from, but some of the people and characters I've been told about, who have taken shape inside my mind and are waiting to burst out and meet you. Anyway, we should set off. I'll tell you where we're heading for our next stop, and then you can leave when you're ready, in case you do decide to use the facilities. We're going to start walking away from the town, with the church grounds and park on your right, and then take a left onto Station Road. It's best to use the zebra crossing. You'll see some lovely old terraced houses on your right and pass some of the Oakham School buildings on the left. We'll then take a right into Kilburn Road, opposite St Joseph's Catholic Church, with its cross raised high into the air. And as you enter Kilburn Road, you'll see a yard on your right, which you may be able to enter. Anyway, that's where I want you to stop and go to the next track. I know, that's a lot of instructions, but it's only about 3 minutes away. See you there.